the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, Wednesday, hump day, no camel news. Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy hump day to one and to all.
Well, we've got no camel news, but I have a...
We never do.
We haven't in months.
Well, I still like to keep the dream alive.
I know. I appreciate that.
I've got a bit of a bridezilla story for you, though.
Okay.
However, I don't think she's being a bridezilla at all.
Right, so lay it on me.
Let's dive straight in. A bride and groom are being slammed because of the RSVP request that they sent accompanying their invitation to their wedding.
Sure.
So, you know, when you open it, you've got the wedding details, you've got the RSVP card that says, yes, I accept with pleasure. No, I decline. Well, she's added another line, or they've added another line underneath that says, if you don't RSVP by September 10, please just bring your own chair and a sandwich to the wedding.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, brutal, but also sensible.
I love it.
Well, because
every
nobody,
fibre of my being loves it.
Nobody respects RSVPs anymore.
Side
note, fun fact, do you guys know what RSVP stands for?
I have heard it, but I can't remember.
I'm sure it's French.
It is French. Would you like to add?
C'est vous plaît. Respond, s'il vous plaît. Is that it, basically?
You want to add, give me some French music? It's réponse, s'il vous plaît, which means respond, respond, please.
That's what I said.
You are welcome.
Respond.
Respond.
Sil. Plate.
The plate. My eldest son, Remy, loves his music. Okay, he's a bit like me that way. Loves to sit in the car, listen to the radio. I do. I love music. Always have. Always
will.
I
don't think it's that. I think it's kids hit a certain age in their childhood where they take a vested interest in what's on the radio, who sings it, what else have they
Yes, there's
sung.
That too.
So I think he's
10,
that at that age.
So yeah, he is at that age. However, Sarah, his taste in music is growingly eclectic and it goes well beyond the radio catalogue.
Mm.
So when he and I are in the car, it's the radio playing. But he's obviously doing a lot of his own music listening outside of what I listen to with him. And what he likes to do at the moment is when he's sitting in the front seat of the car, he'll use my phone to stream music and he'll play DJ in the car.
Mm.
So he streams it and plays it through the speakers and he likes to surprise me with, you've got to hear this song, Mum, you've got to hear. And he's introducing me to some crackers, even some older stuff like, you know, Radioactive, you know that song?
That's not that old.
That's not that old. But like, you know, I didn't tell him about that song. He's found that song. Yesterday, got in the car and he said, oh, my God, Mum, I have got the greatest banger of all times to share with you. Brace yourself. It's going to be amazing. It's going to blow your socks off. So I'm just there going, this is going to be some fandangled, you know, techno tune, right? So he gets his little phone ready. Off he goes, presses play. This is what comes out of the speakers.
Take me home to the place.
John Denver.
But you know that that's having a resurgence among young people, right? That song, when my girl graduated, I say that in inverted commas, from kindy last year.
Is that what they played?
Yeah, instead of their Christmas concert, their class requested Country Road by John Denver.
Well,
and that was what their entire class sang.
Someone I went to karaoke with about a month ago sang that song and picked out that song.
Okay,
it's
so maybe it is
a bit of a
resurgence.
Cult classic. You know how American Pie was for us, Lees, when we were in our high school years and late teens, right?
Yes.
I think John Denver, Country Road, is it for the youth of today.
Well, he was touched emotionally by it. He said, Mum, how do they do it? How does music make you feel things in your heart? He loves this song. Like he, when John Denver goes up and to the place where I belong, that bit, that's it.
He's misty.
He is misty eyed and he's feeling
Mountain
it in his heart
mama.
Parts. Not my child, because I do not do emotion.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I've been educated. I've been educated by an Italian man.
Ooh. Sounds like. Remember that amazing movie with the blind man who meets the young woman?
Oh.
Center for Woman. Hoo-ha. Now that Hoo-ha. Is being educated by an Italian man, okay. Sarah.
Not in that way.
Aaron.
It had Chris O'Donnell in it. Oh I had such
God,
a crush
Aaron,
on him.
You must watch Center
what
for
about
Woman.
Circle of Friends? What a classic. Anyway. An Italian man whom I saw doing a video on SBS Australia's Facebook page. Now, he has educated me in the way we are pronouncing Italian words grossly incorrectly. I think he says it best.
I shiver at the thought that me asking for a bruschetta will not be understood because occasionally the waiter might correct me and say, well, it's bruschetta. Just pure pain.
Pure pain for his ears to hear Aussie saying bruschetta instead okay. of bruschetta.
So
bruschetta.
I'm gathering the CH in the word bruschetta
yes.
is actually pronounced as a hard K.
Yes, and he says it later on in the video that if you ask for a pistachio gelato, wrong.
What is
it? It is pistachio.
It cannot yes. be yes. pistachio.
Who would have thought?
So what, Pinocchio is Pinocchio?
No, you're doing
he
it
was
the
Italian.
Wrong way around. But, Lise, I thought I'd segue this into, as a neighbour to Italy in France there. Are there words that we say in English, Aussie English, that just drive you bonkers to hear it?
Let me think. Début.
Oh, yes.
Début is a French word. It's called, you would say it, début, okay, which means the beginning of something or the launch of something.
But it should be debut.
Debut. Well, I don't really know because that sounds
yeah,
wrong to me.
I normally say debut is the correct word.
I normally say debut. No. Is that not right?
No.
No, it's debut. If you look at the phonetic pronunciation, it's debut. I'll give you another one, okay?
Okay.
This will make me sound really uppity and I don't really drink it.
You are really uppity.
But Moe is not pronounced
Moe. Moe train.
It's pronounced Moet.
Yes.
Just stop it. You're stuck in 2003 if you're still saying Moe. Because everyone thinks it's French, but Lise, you know it's Dutch.
No, it is Dutch. That's right.
It's Moet.
Yep.
Any other words
just
coming to you apart
pain.
From debut?
Is this whole break just pure pain?
It really is.
I mean, what an achievement. To get to the end of this terrible, terrible chat about
interesting.
Language.
Interesting. People are going to go to restaurants today and ask for bruschetta.
And we should have some.
And pistachio.
We should have some Those Two Girls merchandise.
It's Those Two Girls.
Sometimes I wonder if people who drive two particular types of vehicles have a sick sense of humour or an overwhelming sense of power when they're on the roads. Now, those people are the drivers of yellow cars or VWs.
Uh-oh.
Now, when I was driving with the girls in the back seat the other day, of course, they played yellow car spotto. Right? Yellow cars are so few and far between, which is basically you see a yellow car on the road and whoever sees it first screams at the top of their lungs, spotto!
Okay, and equally with a V-dub, you go punch buggy Beetlejuice.
Punch That's buggy, white rabbit, can't get me back.
Oh, I thought I said it. I think I said it wrong.
So, yes, you're meant to punch someone if you see a VW Beetle.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, they're such rare vehicles on the
yes.
roads.
Yes, they are.
So
they
are the only people who buy them people with a, morbid sense of humour?
Possibly. I mean, would you go out of your way to buy a vehicle just so people can play
Can either punch
you.
Someone in the car that they're travelling alongside you in or scream at the top of their lungs that they've seen you on the road? I don't know. Let us
it's
know at Lise and Sarah on Instagram. I think so. I mean, I want some.
Do you want a yellow car?
I would drive a yellow car.
You would you buy a yellow car?
No.
No.
I don't think I would.
I've always wanted a V-dub. My mum had a V-dub when she first moved to Australia. Cool story, Hansel.
Yeah, one of your great stories.
I thought you were going to go somewhere further with that. Not Is really. That it?
She just told us great stories about crossing the harbour bridge in her little V-dub with
girls.
Her sister.
Those two girls.
My husband Dane has been away for 2 weeks in America for work.
Mm.
Okay. And it's been a challenging 2 weeks without him. First week was fun. Second week, not so fun.
Okay.
Okay,
missed him. You started to miss him.
Yeah, yeah, did. Aww. I did. But something very interesting has come about. Something I've realised that has happened to me when I don't see my husband for 2 weeks, Sarah.
He brought back presents from duty free?
No, well, yeah.
Alcohol.
He did. But
Jager bombs.
Over the course of 2 weeks, I have lost a staggering 2 kilos.
Mm.
Okay,
what?
Now that may not sound like a lot.
What?
But on me, it is a lot. Okay, that's a kilo a week. And again, I know that that's like a steady weight loss. It's A, I'm not trying to lose weight.
How did that happen,
B,
Lise?
That's a lot for me, Sarah.
No, radio is obviously not a visual medium. So if you don't know what Lise looks like, Lise is 5'10" and she is a very naturally slim lady.
And just think of an Italian greyhound, like a whippet.
She is.
Okay? You could snap me over your...
She's wiry but strong.
So
slim.
2 kilos...
And she'll chase after a rabbit when she sees one.
Actually, I do. My point being is
two
that
2 kilos
I,
on your frame is a lot.
And this is the thing, Sarah. I don't weigh myself. I don't believe in scales. I believe in just that's just a number.
Knowing the feel of your clothes.
You feel it in yourself. You feel it in your clothes. And I knew something was up. I could tell that something had happened. And we don't actually own a set of scales, but Dane's cousin is currently living with us and he owns a set of scales.
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to stand on the scales.
Yeah.
2 kilos in 2 weeks, which leads me to my theory that my husband is a feeder. Okay?
Well, but he's my, always offering you chocolate.
Always, Sarah.
And
it comes from a place of love. And you know, when you're happy, you're in love, you're in a relationship, you do celebrate with food a lot. And oh, our family yeah. does celebrate with food.
I remember when I first started dating Wills all those years ago, 15 years ago, I put on 5 kilos in 4 months. I was just getting like fat
yes,
and happy.
Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel that when Dane is home, he does treat me.
Mm.
He'll be like, Chockey was on sale at the IGA. There's a cheeky block, top shelf, where the kids can't see it. And of course I tell him, don't buy it, Dane, because if it's there, I'll eat it. Or we'll have a glass of wine. I didn't even drink a sip of alcohol
when
in 2 weeks
saw,
he was away.
When he saw you after 2 weeks, did he notice that you lost
weight? He couldn't see me. He couldn't. I was just like, I was as narrow as a door frame and I was just standing there at the door frame. He's like, where are you?
Honey, I'm here.
This might be news to a lot of people, but grandmas can be wild.
Oh, yeah. I think too often in society now we put old people in the corner and think they're frail, delicate, cute.
Yes.
No, are some grandparents out there with some tales to tell.
Well, they've
and
got
lives
some fight in
lead.
Them, Sarah, and I've come across this story that a 92-year-old grandmother, probably great-grandmother at that age, from Western New South Wales, has shown us what it takes to be a nan gone wild. Okay? She was laying in bed on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Innocent.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she opens her eyes and standing above her was an intruder.
Oh, God.
Okay, you can imagine the terror.
Everyone's worst
nightmare. Everyone's worst nightmare, even when you're a young whippersnapper, let alone when you're 92 and vulnerable as all get out.
Mm.
Description of the crim, mid-20s. So here's a 20-year-old intruder lurking over a nonagenarian. Is that a number? Is that a word?
No.
An octogenarian, what would be nine?
Nonna.
Nonagenarian.
Yeah, that's why nonnas are called nonnas.
Probably. Anyway.
It's not. It's Italian.
What does she do? Well, she's smart, this old nana. So above her bed, she has one of those safety alarms that you can trigger and maybe contact a family member or a neighbour, in which case it was her neighbours. But in the meantime, he's still standing over her. She grabs her cane that's by her bed and she beats the living daylights out of him.
Grand.
Do you know what it reminded me of? Remember that cartoon Tweety Bird?
Yes.
No, that grandma?
Oh,
she was full of beans, wasn't she?
All over
and
Sylvester the cat.
She went after Sylvester the cat with her cane and gave him some what for.
Now, this is what happened. So she's beating him with her cane, walking
stick. Beat him so bad that and the alarm was sounding for the neighbours, so he took off. She saved herself in that moment of being a wild man. Wild man. You make my... Oh, help me out, you losers.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the show, and I need to go back to something, because in the show you mentioned a song. This song.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
What a
well, for 10 years we've been on our own.
What a song. But you know, that must surely take a record for the most lyrics in any given song.
It's quite a long song,
that
too.
One and Bohemian Rhapsody.
It goes for about 6 minutes.
8:30?
Right.
Yeah, and Bohemian Rhapsody is, I reckon, 8:50. Mm.
Even, you know what, one could give both of them a run for the money? We Didn't Start the Fire, because it's quite a speedy,
but I don't. Quick fire. We never had that as like an anthem of youth.
Who?
We Didn't Start the Fire.
No, it was a bit after our time. I mean, it was a bit before our time, I reckon. We Didn't Start the Fire.
Well, Horses is Horses. Well, sort of the 20-somethings now. We'll go
riding on the horses, yeah.
It's a pub song.
Way up in the sky, little darling.
What else is another pub song that everyone sings? John Farnham is a pub song.
You're the voice, try and understand it. Make a noise and make it clear. And that's when it goes off the rails. Grease. Anyway. What about Grease Megamix? It really annoys me when DJs won't play the Grease Megamix. Our friend Hamish, who's just like, nobody ask me for the Grease Megamix. Why?
It's so good. It gives me chills. Or maybe that's just
chills
my
that are multiplying. You're losing control.
I've eaten some sandwich, guys. It hasn't agreed with me. A breakfast sandwich, a toastie. And why in a breakfast toastie are you going to put unnecessary cheese in?
What kind of cheese was it?
I don't know. Don't even talk about it. I don't know. Okay. It was greasy and oily. And I'm pretty sure there was a white sauce in there as well.
Without naming places.
In a breakfast sandwich.
Where'd you get it from? The little stall attached to the shop.
Correct. Yeah. Which is meant to be healthy.
No, go to the bistro. It's better.
What bistro?
I mean, what isn't better about a bistro? A bistro
the one
is
across.
Always good.
I don't like that bistro.
You
had breakfast
from there
yesterday and you said this
bacon.
Was your new breakfast.
You know, I just want a place, Sarah, that just does a
don't
bloody
get angry at me. I didn't give you that toastie.
Basic,
I did not feed you that
a bloody
toastie.
Basic bacon and egg.
Peek.
Bacon and egg wrap.
Little peek behind the curtain. We have moved from our old building and we can no longer access
our old Shea.
Yeah.
Our old haunt, our favourite cafe. All right, guys, I've got to wrap this up. I've got to go to the...
You're
I might be able
up
to push through here.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
I get that money, I really get that money. The chicks will cream.
Go, grease lightning.
Very rude, really.
I suppose it is.
It's very sexual.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.